The Pony Story. The Pony Story starts again on a beautiful sunny morning in Cork, and we're going to school the wrong way. Aren't we? We're going into school, into the centre of the city. Meanwhile, the princess was stuck on the Skelligs in Kerry, and she had just spotted the most extraordinary flower that had been dropped there by a bird. The bird had flown all the way. All the way from where? All the way from Switzerland. And the flower was the Edelweiss. The princess bent down, she picked it up, and she looked at it. And she looked at the cliff, and she looked at the seaweed. And she thought about how long it was going to take her to knit together a rope so that she could climb up the side of the Skellig cliff, or so that she could hook herself up as she was doing rock climbing. And as she looked at the flower, she got a strange feeling in her tummy. Something started to happen and she didn't understand it. It was like as if the flower was talking to her tummy. It was as if her tummy button was starting to come alive as a means of communication. It was as if she was connected to the flower in some strange and most unusual way that she'd never experienced before. It was a very funny, tingling sensation. The more she looked at the flower, the more it felt as if she was falling under the spell of the flower, and the more the flower seemed to be sending her a single message. You know what the message was?
What?
Do you want to guess?
Yeah.
The flower was saying to the princess, to the little girl who was in charge of four greys, four ponies, who was desperately trying to climb up the side of a mountain or climb a huge rock. It was as if the flower was saying, eat me, eat me, swallow me, take me in. I am your friend. Swallow me. The princess had never swallowed a flower before. Have you ever swallowed a flower?
No.
Most flowers would make you sick if you swallowed them. And some flowers would definitely be poisonous. Did I ever tell you the story about the time I got my brothers and sisters to eat mushrooms?
No.
When I was a little boy?
No.
And we all ended up in hospital?
No.
Do you want me to tell you that story another day?
Yeah.
Right, will we forget about it now?
Yeah.
We won't tell it now, will we?
Yeah.
What would you like?
I just want you to get on with the pony story.
Right, we leave the mushroom story alone. Okay. Eat me, was the message that the princess was getting. She thought for a second, this could be a trick. This could be some wicked, wicked creature from this Skellig Islands who is giving me a flower to eat that might send me to sleep for 100 years. And I might never leave Kerry. I might never find anyone to play with. Anyone who would ride horses with me over the valleys, over the hills, over the rivers and streams and byways of Ireland. I might be left just fed up with my horses if I eat this flower. On the other hand, she had another thought in the other ear. In the other ear came the message, yes, trust the flower. The flower is true. The flower is your friend. The flower is your hope of getting to the top of this rock. So what do you think she did?
Eat.
You think she ate the flower?
Uh-huh.
You think she took the risk?
Yeah.
Why?
Because.
Would you have taken that risk?
Yes.
But supposing it was a flower that would send you to sleep?
If one of my ears said, and that's my favourite ear, then I would do it. What ear was that on?
It was her left ear that was saying,
I love...
eat me, eat me. Her left ear was saying, it's true, the flower is good for you. The flower is your friend.
And what was the right ear saying?
The right here was saying, be careful. Don't let the flower trick you. You might sleep for 1,000 years.
I trust the left one, because left is my favorite, and what I think is that she's just going to get big angel wings to fly up.
So, we're going with the left ear, are we?
Yeah.
Okay. The princess lifted the flower, the Edelweiss, put it into her mouth, and swallowed it. She felt nothing at first. She felt absolutely nothing. She didn't dare chew it. She took the flower whole, intact, down into her insides. Now, the flower had a mind, and the flower was able to talk to itself. This was indeed the most magical flower that anyone could ever have found. And the flower found it to be very strange being swallowed by a princess. It was the first time the flower had ever been gone down the back of a princess's throat, down, down, down into her tummy. It was very warm inside the princess, and the flower liked that, but it was also getting very hot. And the flower knew that when it got down into the princess's tummy, the flower would meet some of those tummy juices and would become broken up and mixed and would go into the princess's bloodstream and would become part of the princess. The flower knew that the flower was no longer going to be separate. The flower was going to be joined with another creature. But the flower didn't mind. The flower knew that it was destiny. It was just what the flower wanted to do, and the princess felt very funny. Suddenly, the princess felt light in her head. She felt so light, she felt that she had lost all the weight in her body. She could feel nothing under her feet. She could feel no heaviness at all. She was light as a feather. In fact, she was lighter than a feather. She looked down and she noticed that she was not standing on the ground. She was not on the beach pebbles. She was not. She was about half a foot off the ground. She was floating. She was floating on the wind. She suddenly thought, oh my goodness, I've disappeared. I've gone. She felt as if her body was no longer there, as if the only thing she was made of was her mind. She turned into her own imagination and she lifted off the ground. A little puff of breeze came and she blew up in the air.
I bet she was a feather.
As she went up, she noticed that there were bees buzzing on the side of the cliff. She noticed things she'd never seen before. There were little butterflies, tiny little red butterflies with little black dots on the wings. Have you ever seen butterflies like that before? Do you remember the butterflies we saw in La Hinch last year?
They weren't butterflies. You could pick them up. They were moths.
Moths. That's right, they were moths. Maybe I made a mistake in the story. Maybe it was moths that the princess saw, because what she saw were little things that looked like butterflies, that had had black dots on red wings.
Oh, last time it was red dots on black wings.
Was it?
Yeah.
Ah, well, these were black dots on red wings. She floated up, and as she floated up, she saw the ponies get smaller and smaller. She drifted up and the ponies became tiny because the skelligs are big and tall. And the higher she went, the more she could hear the music coming out of the middle of the skellig. She thought she was being carried on the wind into the mouth of a volcano. She thought that the middle of the skelligs was an old volcano which could erupt at any minute and blow her to smithereens, and she thought she was heading for it. but she was happy. It felt right. It felt as if she was going to the right place. And she knew that if she didn't go to the right place, if she turned her back on the right place, she might not have another opportunity to leave the Skelligs and find the person who she would most like to ride horses with all around the island of Ireland. End of chapter, whatever number it is.